Cadinal's jaw worked as though he intended to raise an objection to being volunteered in that fashion, but he kept his mouth closed.
A planet has to achieve its own independence before it can ask for admission to the Alliance.
Leia shrugged as if that were obvious.
If you have a population that can't muster enough popular support to give itself even a tenuous form of freedom, how can you expect the Alliance to support your aims?
Ah.
Rennie leaned forward, suddenly very engaged in the subject.
But now the Jedi rule the Alliance.
The Jedi have 1/3 of the Chief of State's power, no more.
And have, in the past, been known to operate in the face of New Republic and Galactic Alliance disapproval. So let's talk about the Jedi for a moment. Can you promise that the Jedi will support a freedom action, even if the Alliance itself does not?
Leia sat back, her face impassive, as if she were considering something that had not occurred to her. Inwardly, though, she was jubilant. This set of negotiations might just work out after all, and even faster than she had anticipated. She accepted the refill of her water glass from a Clatooinian servant, then finally nodded.
Let's be more specific. If the recognized native government of one of your worlds formally declares independence and is able to seize control of its planetary capital, I could guarantee the presence of a Jedi Knight and an apprentice assigned to the system to support that movement. And that the world's application for membership in the Alliance would go before the eyes of the Senate Review Committee immediately.
Rennie shook her head.
At least 2 Masters and 2 Jedi Knights. And by Masters, I mean famous ones. Jedi with names that will strike fear into the slaveholders. And what does immediately mean? 100 years is immediately in geological terms.
Leia suppressed a sigh.
1 Master. And it will be one who's had plenty of time on the holonet. 2 Jedi Knights, and immediately means within a week of the general announcement of planetary declaration of independence. A week, that is, if the Senate's in session at that time.
Rennie leaned back. She nodded, a slow, thoughtful movement.
That could work. But we'd want the Jedi in place immediately. Immediately as we just defined it. 1 week from the conclusion of this agreement, before the declaration.
Done.
No.
That was Padnal. Leia looked at him, Rennie too, and the others. The big Clatooinian male sat shaking his head.
We are guaranteed nothing. The Jedi could leave the moment independence is declared. Our people would lose hope. I would have condemned the actions of my own brother for nothing. This cannot be done.
Leia and Rennie exchanged a look. They did not need to speak to lay out the situation for each other. Rennie, though Clatooinian, did not have enough popular support to sway or compel the Clatooinian Council of Elders, a body with an ancient tradition of collaboration with the Hutts, to undertake an action as irreversible as lending its full support to the planet's freedom movement. It was questionable whether Rennie and Padnal in cooperation could manage it, though Leia thought their chances were good. And worse, Clatooine, of all the planets simmering with freedom movements, was probably the one closest to being able to achieve freedom from its masters. If Padnal really intended to be uncooperative, if he could not see the opportunity hovering just in front of his snout, this whole operation was doomed. Leia shrugged.
I have offered all I can, Padnal. Ask for more, by all means. I can't give it to you.
That was not entirely true. She had some leeway in resources Saba had authorized her to utilize, but not much. Padnal glowered.
It's not troops or funds. It's trust. How can we trust the Jedi who rule? I've read about the Jedi. They do not rule. When they do rule, they declare themselves... what's the word? Sith. And they lie and cheat and destroy. Like they violated the fountain of the Hutt Ancients. Like Palpatine overthrew the Republic. Like Jason Solo brought the galaxy to war.